Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Producers reported several disease issues in corn crops this past season, particularly the rise in southern rust and tar spot. Nebraska Extension plant pathologist Tamara Jackson-Zeems talks about what was reported and has a few recommendations to avoid these diseases in future crops.
You know, a lot of people had more corn diseases this past year in 2024 than what we've seen in recent years. In recent history, actually, we had an outbreak of southern rust that probably hasn't been rivaled since what we saw way back in 2006. And so we saw a lot of southern rust move into Nebraska early, and it became widespread really early by the middle of July. And so we made sure people knew about that. And in some places, it did become pretty severe. Some things that we need to keep in mind about southern rust is the good news is it will not overwinter. And so just because someone may have had a lot of southern rust in 2024 does not mean that they will have it again in 25 or even beyond that, because that one needs to blow in every year from southern locations. Unfortunately, though, a lot of people also did see more tar spot this year, especially under pivot irrigation. And we're beginning to understand more about that. It's no surprise that the disease is worse under pivot irrigation because that fungus needs moisture, and especially keeping the leaves wetter longer is going to promote more disease. And so we do that when we irrigate. And so we recommend people watch those fields, especially in the easternmost parts of Nebraska. The disease has made it out about halfway across the state now, but in the easternmost counties, that's where we've seen it now for about 3 years, and we've had a buildup of that fungus over time, and we're starting to see more serious disease in some of those areas, not all of them, though. And so it's worth watching for. It's worth selecting hybrids, working with your seed company to get hybrids that might perform better or have a little bit more resistance to that disease. And it would help keep disease severity lower if you've got that as an option for you. And it might help prevent one or more fungicide applications later on down the road. However, if people do need to resort to a foliar fungicide, we do have options that work very well. And so some of the commercially available products, the combination products that have two or three modes of action in them, tend to be the ones that do the best job controlling tar spot. It then becomes a question of when do we make those applications. And so we know that applications made between about tasseling up to early dough might provide the best control most years for tar spot, but we really do have to watch disease when it develops and how severe it's becoming. And so we do have some options there. And so hopefully not many of our producers will need that in the future. Because the bad news about tar spot is that this fungus does actually overwinter. And we still are learning a lot about tar spot. There's a lot of questions we have that are unanswered. Unfortunately, in other states, they're not seeing benefits for crop rotation and tillage for managing tar spot. And so that's something that we will have to learn more about. But might be some potential bad news. And so if you've had tar spot in your area, it will redevelop when conditions are right, and especially under irrigation.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.